Everyone's waving. Okay. All right. It's 9 o'clock. So I'm okay. Hi, Sue. Okay. So we're starting because it's time. And even though our participant number will go up, hi, Marion. As we go along, we do tend to start on time because we said 9 o'clock or whatever time zone you're in. And it is that time now. So welcome everybody who's here and everybody who is coming and everybody who is going to be listening to the recording after we've done this call. Everybody, we're really glad that you've joined us and we're excited about exploring with you. I'm just going to go over some Zoom directions in case anybody is not that familiar with Zoom. And this is how it works. So this call will be interactive. In a few minutes, I'll turn it over to Maureen and Steph. And they will have some things to talk to you about. And then they will really welcome your participation. So I want to show you how to do that. So if you are on your laptop, iPad, computer, whatever, anything besides a phone, you will somewhere on your screen see something that says participant. And in that participant box, there is something that says raise hand. And if you want to speak, you're going to raise your hand. And if you change your mind, you can lower your hand. That's the best way to do it. We'll have a lot of people participating, and I'll have two pages of you guys. So I won't know if you go like this, and if you're listening, if you're on the phone, I'm raising my hand. I might be able to see you, but you might be on page 2 or 3, and I might not see you. So if you wouldn't mind, please raise your hand in the digital way, which is in the participant box. What else am I supposed to say, Steph? Please don't use the chat. If you, the chat thing is really nice to have, but we get a lot of chat posts that are like, oh, this is a great call, but I have to go pick up my kids now. I'm really sorry. I have to leave you. And that's kind of distracting for everyone to read. So if you need to leave early, that's okay, and we won't think anything bad about you. Just go ahead and slip out quietly, and that will be cool. If you need to text me about a problem, then just do that privately, and I'll do my best to help you. So I think that's it, right, Steph?
It sounds like everything. You've done a brilliant job.
Yeah, and if you want to change the view, if you're in speaker view, you can change to gallery view. If you're in gallery view, you can change to speaker view. And the control for that is in the upper right-hand corner in my screen. It might be different if you're on a different kind of device. If you're on the phone, I'm sorry, you won't be able to raise your hand. But you can join us on a computer or a laptop next time. Okay, and now I'm going to turn this over to my good friends, Steph and Maureen. So, and I'm going to give them a chance to introduce themselves. I've known them both for quite a long time, a few years. Steph, I actually met in this very program. So he will tell you a little bit about that. And it's like this program that sort of opened the door to a lot of stuff for Steph. And Maureen, I've known through Super Coach Academy and a number of other programs from there. So I'm going to let them tell their stories and introduce themselves and welcome everybody and take it away, Steph and Maureen.
Hey, everybody. I am so excited, so excited. Thank you, Sarah. Perfect as ever. Sarah's kind of been on every one of these, haven't you, Sarah? So it's
we're kind really. Of. I mean, surely I've been on every time. So yeah.
So we're Maureen and I are really hoping that you're going to keep us together and kind of make it easy. It's so nice knowing you're there in the background. So, welcome everybody to Living from the Inside Out 2016. I am really, really excited to be with you, and I'm really, really excited to see how it's all going to unfold for you over the next 3 months, because, as Sarah was saying, for me, Living from the Inside Out was the very first program that I took part in after reading The Inside Out Revolution. And it was interesting that, for me, I read The Inside Out Revolution probably about two or three times, and I thought, this is really cool. I can really see how this is really going to help me. And every time I got to the end of the book, I thought, what's next? I'm so excited, but I don't know what's next. And then I joined the Living from the Inside Out program. And I was one of what they call the lurkers. I was absolutely amazed at how people were joining in on the conversation on the online and on the Facebook program as well. And I was amazed by how poetic and profound people were. It was a stunning experience for me. But the problem was that I didn't feel very profound. I didn't feel very poetic. And I thought that I found it difficult to at first to engage, because I didn't know, you know, there's the old Charlie Brown cartoon that Michael sometimes alludes to, where I don't know, there's Linus and there's Charlie Brown sitting there looking at the clouds, and and Charlie Brown says, what do the clouds look like to you, Linus? And Linus is saying, well, I think it looks like the stoning of St. Stephen. And then Charlie Brown sort of is quiet for a minute, and Linus says, what does it look like to you, Charlie Brown? And he said, well, I was going to say a ducky and a horsey, but I don't think I will now. So I felt that I had lots of ducky and horsey that I didn't really want to contribute, and where everybody else was quoting amazing poetic stuff. So after a little while of probably about 3 or 4 weeks, Sarah reached out to us lurkers and said, for anybody who's not really engaged on the Facebook page, not really talking, those people who want to have a quick discussion, and so I can see where you are and we can get you involved. So Sarah and I had a chat, and it was really interesting, because Sarah has a habit of being able to nail something very, very quickly. She pointed out that my understanding of the principles was being limited by the fact that I was trying to compare it to other things, that I'd kind of been involved in NLP and hypnotherapy and stuff. And she said, okay, so stop doing that. Start again from the beginning. Beginner's mind. So I read the book, and it so much more fell into place. And then I started on the calls, I started seeing much more. I still didn't talk too much, but I started seeing a lot more from what people were saying. And then as I got deeper, I began to see that I didn't feel quite so self-conscious about sharing my ducky and horsey stories. You know, some of them were really, you know, sort of really basic. But what happened was, as time went on, people were saying to me, you know, something that what you said about that particular situation or an insight that you had, that was really helpful. And I'd never considered that what I had seen in its ducky and horsiness could actually help somebody. And
what I realized was that you know, my limited view of what my insight had been wasn't necessarily exactly what people heard. You know, people hear what I said and could relate to it, but sometimes we get, your mind can interpret what we need to hear in something else. And that's happened so often since then. I've spent, you know, sort of 3 years now sharing this stuff, and quite a lot of the time, stuff that comes out of my mouth, people hear what they need to hear rather than what I think they should hear. So that was a real insight for me, the fact that I could share what occurred to me in the moment, whether it was a ducky and horsey moment or stoning of the St. Stephen moment, and people would get something out of it. So from then on, I felt a lot more comfortable sharing what occurred to me. I didn't feel like I had to have something prepared. It was much easier and a lot more flowing, and it kind of rippled out to people. And so that was a huge lesson for me. So the reason I'm sharing this now is that, you know, what's to come over the next 3 months will be so enriching for us. It will go so deep if we all don't have anything on the ducky and horsey stories. I'm sure there is going to be some immensely awesome Holy Mother of God moments, but the horsey and ducky stories are just as relevant as well. And so I think that, you know, on these calls and on the Facebook page, just get in there. Just sort of say what comes to mind. Don't really be worried about how it comes out, because so many people will benefit from everything everybody says. It's so important. It will be the Facebook group is is a private group, so nobody outside of our group will see it. It's all closed. So, you know, we can share exactly what we see, and within the people in this community, that we will grow to know each other and support each other, and we will get used to sharing some amazing stuff. So my message to you, from what I've learned from being a lurker, is that just get involved. Just say what you see, regardless of what you think it is, regardless of whether you think it has value or not, because I can tell you it has value. It will be impactful for people. So that's my bit. So Maureen, take it away.
Thank you, Steph. That was beautiful. And I know when I first started in the program, I just heard Michael on the radio one day talking, and I don't know what drew me in to go to the computer and look up Supercoach. And of course, I was greeted by Sarah, who called me the next day. And I remember my two questions to Sarah was, is there a test? What was it, Sarah? It was, is there a test? Oh, and do we have to drink Kool-Aid? And she said no. And I said, okay, then I'm 99% in, and I don't know why. But I did read Living from the Inside Out, and actually I read it twice. I'm a little bit of a slow learner, I guess. And I read it the second time, I'm like, well, where are these three things he keeps talking about? I don't even see it, but started Supercoach anyway, and met Steph there. And I remember one day Steph and I were doing one of the breakout sessions together. And back then I was all about affirmations. You have to say your affirmations and you do all this stuff. And Steph goes, no, you don't. That doesn't work. And I argued with him. I said, yes, it does, Steph. And then it was amazing how this went on, how that did drop away. That fell off. And but to go back, I had something that happened to me several years ago, probably now. Let's see, I've been with Super Coach, what, Sarah, 3.5 years?
Yeah.
Probably about 3.5 years.
Yeah, exactly.
And about a year and a half before I met up with Michael and Sarah, I had an experience. My husband, I had gone with him. He had something to do with the prison systems over the state of Georgia. I live here in Georgia. And one day he said, they're going to take us to death row. Do you feel like going with me? And I had been with him a couple times in the prison. And so I was okay. I was like, yeah, sure, I'll go. And there's in our state at that time, there was 98 inmates on death row. And so they take us in this room, and the warden's in there, and the commissioner of corrections, and some of the other board members. And they start giving us directions on, you know, what to expect. What are you going to see? And kind of like your safety and what's all going on in the prison. And all of a sudden, I heard something, and it said, you are forgiven. You are forgiven. And so I kind of looked behind me, and there wasn't anyone standing behind me. And the voice just got louder. It was kind of like a chant. And I thought, well, this is kind of crazy. I've never heard voices or anything before. I don't see things. And but this chant, I realized it was in my head, and it was just repeating itself. You are forgiven. You are forgiven. You are forgiven. And I could see the warden's mouth moving, but I could hear no other words in the room, just this voice. And so a few minutes later, we get up, and there's probably about a dozen of us, and we start out of the room into where the actual prisoners are. And so I'm just kind of following. We're kind of following in a single line, so I'm just following in line. And then the whole time, I'm hearing this voice, you are forgiven, you are forgiven. And as we enter the prison where the inmates were, and I don't know if any of y'all have been in a prison, it's kind of like on TV. Well, at least this one was. It was two stories. And as we rounded the first corner where the cells were, the voice changed. And it went, now forgive yourself. Now forgive yourself. Now forgive yourself. And I went, holy shit. You know, what is this? I'm like staring at the floor, because I'm thinking, I don't believe in things jumping in your body and taking over. I mean, none of that resonates with me. I'm like, that can't be it. And I don't hear voices. I don't see things. I'm just a realtor. I'm not a psychic. Nothing, right? And so the voice is just, again, getting louder and louder, and kept saying, now forgive yourself, now forgive yourself, now forgive yourself. So at this point now, I'm starting to get a little perturbed and a little anxiety growing in me, because I didn't know what was going on. And so finally we stop, and I look up. The warden and the commissioner at this time was speaking, but again, I hear none of his words, just this voice, now forgive yourself. Now forgive yourself. So finally I turned to look at the inmates, because I'm thinking, I can't stand here in front of them and just stare at the floor. So I turned to look at the inmates. And when I did, I looked in their eyes and I thought, you know, I was going to see something scary and evil like you see in the movies. And remember, when I looked at the prisoner's eyes, the first thing I felt was fear. Not my fear, his fear. And then all of a sudden that fear just totally went away. And I had like this overwhelming sense of love just came over me. And I saw them as a small child running and laughing and playing and being hugged and loved. And I just went, at that moment, I just said, oh my God, this is what God sees. This is how he sees us. We're not, there's nothing wrong with us. We're not broken. It doesn't matter what we do. He still loves us. And that was totally against anything I was ever raised. I was raised Catholic. You know, you have your sins, you're going to go to confession, you're going to hell. It was all that. That's how I was raised. And, you know, being in the police background, kind of with my husband, you know, you do something wrong, you're going to jail. And, you know, there's right and wrong. But all of that just totally went away. And it was just this all I can say, this overwhelming sense of love. There was so much love just came through. And I really wanted to reach over there and grab their hand and just touch them and tell them they were loved and everything would be okay. I knew I couldn't. I would have been tackled to the floor. But after that day, I mean, I left and, you know, other people had their opinions on what about prisoners and all, but it was like for months and even to today. I mean, it was like I was just walking on a cloud. Something happened and I didn't know why. I didn't know where. I knew it was from God or from a bigger source, whatever you want to call it. But I didn't know why it had come to me at that time, or I was trying to recreate that feeling again. I wanted to feel that overwhelming sense of love again, and I wanted that connection again. So I turned to the affirmations and all this other stuff, meditation, trying to create that feeling again. And so when I heard Michael on the radio, I don't know what drew me to go to the computer to sign up for this course, but there must have been something there, because I took another life coach course that was wonderful, but it just, I kept saying it was really good, but something was missing and I couldn't figure out what was missing. And it wasn't until I got into Super Coach Academy. And I want to say it was when we did our second breakout in New York, when it was like it all clicked together like a grid. My whole life, everything came together, and it was like, oh, we always have that. It's always with me. That God, that source, whatever you want to call it, it's always here. We always have it. It's just we shut ourselves off from it. And so here I was waiting. I was thinking, I just got this little direct connection from God that came and said, hey, I want you to see this. Now I'm going to leave. And I'll come back and see you later. That's kind of how I felt. But now it's like, I know it's there all the time, all day, every day. It's in everything. It's in this cup. It's a part of everything, everything we see, everything we do, everything we hear. And so even when I get really caught up in something now, which I can do, I can also step back and say, oh, and just look at it with a fresher set of eyes and know there's not a problem. I just think there is. And that's kind of how I was trying to, even when Michael did the Creating the Impossible, which I signed up for twice. But, and I remember doing it the second time. I said, that's what my impossible project's going to be, is just living from that space, just trying to make living from that space more and more every day. And you don't stay in it, but it's a beautiful feeling when you know you fall out, that in a minute, in an hour, in a day, it's not going to look the same. It's just what I was making of it at that moment. And for me, what Steph was saying too about sharing, took me forever to find this video last night. And I knew it was simple. I just, all you had to do was go to that little box that said, my stuff. And I was like, oh, how easy is that? It's kind of like our life is all right here. This is our stuff. And if we look there, everything we need is in our stuff folder. And the participating is a big part of all of this. And I've always been the quiet one that doesn't get on Facebook and doesn't, and I usually don't raise my hand. But I know now from listening, because I've learned so much from everyone else sharing. That's how we learn. And once, and when we put it out there, we also see it coming right back at us. And so that's what I really want to see over the next 12 weeks is really everyone, what are you seeing? What do you hear? Because everyone's truth is going to be different. Everyone's going to hear what I said differently. And none of it's right and none of it's wrong. And sometimes it just helps point someone else in a better way of looking inside of them. And so I feel like that's what Steph and I are here and Sarah are here for the next 12 weeks. And if anyone has anything to share, I think Steph and I would enjoy hearing it.
That's great. And again, if you have something to share, then go ahead and raise your hand, and that you do that from the participant box and the raise hand button in there. And I would love to call on you. So, and I'll see that when you raise your hand. And the other thing we like to do is to just kind of go around. If nobody raises their hand, we can just go around and we can just say, hey, what do you have to say today? Okay, good. Rex, awesome. So good to see you here, Rex. I'm unmuting you now. Welcome. Go for it. You're muted somehow. So hold on. Hold that thought, Rex. I don't know what happened. Let's see. No, you're unmuted on my end. Can you see? Check if you're muted somehow on your microphone or your computer. Oh, there you go. I hear you now.
Okay, is that clear?
Yes.
Right. Okay, I'll hold the microphone up. It's was a bit dodgy, but it looks pretty good now.
Yeah, it's good now.
Yeah. Okay. So hi, Sarah, Maureen, and Steph, and hello, hi, everybody. So I read a little bit of Michael Sneal's stuff, and I felt this feeling from the inside out. It struck a great chord with me, a great resonance with me. But I haven't a clue where to start. I feel that I should be reading some of Michael's books, and I haven't. So, and I've been on the web while we've been looking, and I see that there is a book called The Inside Out Revolution. So is that where I start?
The book is good. I mean you can go to the videos. Michael has tons of videos too that really speak to the truth also of it all. And of course, he has his latest book out, The Space.
I haven't read that either. That would be no surprise.
It depends on how you learn. For me, of course, I read the book and I didn't get it. But of course, now I did. Now I can, because now I can see what he was pointing at.
I'm experimenting with Audible. Joining this is an experiment as a way to do that as well, because I know I learn better interactively. Mm-hmm. And I learn best internally. I've looked at the website, and oh yes, there are an awful lot of videos there, and I sort of like, where do I start? Because if I pull one, then the avalanche will happen. So which one do I pull? And what's
can I jump in there?
Yeah, please.
This This course is a companion to the book, The Inside Out Revolution. So that might be a good place for you to start. And it is available as an audio. But there's, you know, then again, there are people who are not going to start there and who will find a different way to approach it. So no rules.
Thank you.
Yeah, for me, Rex, it was the Inside Out Revolution was where I first started. And as Maureen said, it took me a little while to get to grips with it. And that was because I was trying to compare it to everything else. But for me, once I've got rid of what I thought I knew about everything else, that for me, the book was such a really good introduction to this understanding. There are plenty of books that from other practitioners and other authors that are really, really, really good. But for me personally, this is such a good introduction, and that's why this particular online course is, as Sarah said, is very attuned to the book. So each week there'll be a video that is aligned with one of the chapters in the book. So at the risk of giving advice, I would say that was a really good place to start.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Rex. That's a great question. That will be a good question for a lot of people. So thanks for asking that. And we're going up now to my friend, Simon. Hey, Simon, you're on.
Hi. Hi, Sarah. Hi, Steph. Hi, Maureen. Hi Rex.
Simon.
Hi. Just follow up on what Rex said there on the question about the book or the audio. It's really, the book is, the audio book is read by Michael. So it has the nuance of his delivery, the way he delivers it. And it's a question, I find that useful. Some people prefer to read a book. Some people prefer to listen to a book. I think if it's read by the author, then that kind of works. So it's really up to you, Rex, whether you prefer to read a book or listen to the author and get his narrative. I loved your story, Maureen. That was really beautiful.
Thank you.
The thing that I saw, so something that I saw last night. So a lot of my thinking is to do with the fact that I was adopted at 5 weeks old, and I watched a UK series that connects adoptees and their birth parents. I was watching that last night. I love watching it, and I get a huge amount of love from watching that. That takes me to that space. It clears off the thinking, and it leaves who we are underneath. The love that you saw inside the inmates, I think, Maureen, and the love that you connected to, and that's, you know, that's mind, isn't it? I guess watching the series last night, watching this TV program last night, what I got from it was kind of, I could see, it was a really strange moment because I could see the start of my thought. Yeah. So I could see, oh, I must have started to think about this. You know, where's my birth mother? When I went into temporary foster care, before I was actually adopted. So I saw the true me. We're born perfect, aren't we? And we're born before that thought even starts to happen for us. And I somehow connected with me before the trauma separation, before the separation and the thought that came after that separation. And that's who we truly are. So whoever, whatever we've been through. It's who we are before that, which is who we are.
That's beautiful, Simon. I really love that. I think one of the very first insights I had while I was doing Living from the Inside Out, I remember talking to Sarah about it. I remember I had a lot of feelings of for me it was my particular background was one of, you know, when I was at school I was bullied quite a lot, and I had a lot of it carried on from like from my primary school right through to my secondary school, and there were, you know, it was a big thing for me, and it seemed to damage my confidence, my identity, what I thought of myself for quite a long time. And as life carried on, I just had this view of me, having no confidence and being low self-esteem. I went to therapists, I went to psychiatrists, and they said something like, so low self-esteem, confidence, you know, we're talking maybe 6 months to sort out, but low self-esteem, you know, you may never see the light of day with that one, but we're quite willing to do, you know, to do the therapy. And so I lived from this platform of low self-esteem that my identity was linked to. I thought that I had, you know, I had no confidence, and I thought I wasn't worthy. I thought for so many reasons. So that meant I couldn't go to, you know, I couldn't go to this party. I couldn't talk to these people. I couldn't talk to this girl, and that's how my life was. That's how I looked at it. And then halfway through Living from the Inside Out, I had a conversation with Sarah about it. It was that I saw exactly what you said. I saw who I was, and I saw who I truly was. I saw the thinking that had created this person with low self-esteem. And I all of a sudden I saw that I was not that person. I saw that low self-esteem was something that I had created. It was something that did not exist, was not real apart from in my mind. What I saw was this pure consciousness that we are. I saw that underneath all that stuff that was going on in my head, I saw that all we are is love. Mm-hmm. Love and compassion. Underneath everything, that is who we are. Everything else is just noise. And from that, honestly, that kind of changed everything for me. I saw life totally differently after that day. That went like that for me. And this knot that I'd always had in my stomach for my entire life, this ball of yuck that was constantly rolling inside of me, disappeared. It dissolved. And what was left in its wake was this feeling of ease and kindness and gentleness and forgiveness for me. You know, as Maureen was saying earlier, I could see that I'd innocently done it to myself. I'd innocently been hitting myself over the head, and I didn't know any better. Now, life since then has been different. I still get times when I'm not confident. I still get times when, you know, my self-worth gets challenged. But there's something in it for me that when I know that when I settle down, I know that those thoughts will. Whereas at once, what I used to do is keep those thoughts alive. I used to think they were significant. I used to think they were meaningful. So I just kept them alive. Now, when I get them, they kind of stay for a little while. And then I, knowing that they're going to go. And knowing that underneath, all I am is this beautiful, pure love, and you are, and we are, everybody is. That's where we connect. That's the place where we connect. Without all this stuff, we just connect to each other. And that was the first thing, the first insight I had on living from the inside out, and it changed everything.
Cool.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Simon. And let me just say about Simon. Simon is such a great participant. You know, he's on program after program, and he has something to say. And he's, you know, he just, it's great because he's just become a friend and, you know, just someone that I just love having him here. And I love having all you guys here too. So who else of my friends, new and old, would like to? Yes, it's Jackie. Hey, Jackie.
Hey, I'm going to the speaker view. A little noisy here in the warehouse, guys. Sorry.
We can handle it.
I also actually, just as an aside, would like to say something quickly to just as a share, and I don't mean to be presumptuous and think people care about my opinion about this, but I've done a lot of programs in the last couple of years, and I share a lot. And it isn't that I'm not embarrassed before and after. I have been miserable for days after something that I said in a group. It's just that, first of all, I have learned that embarrassment does not kill. Thank God. I'd be long gone. But it's also my desire to learn is greater than my commitment to avoiding discomfort. And whether or not anybody else gets anything, and often we do, and I find that for myself, listening to people, that sometimes the most awkward people sharing because they're so embarrassed, and it's just the most, winds up being the most authentic stuff that moves everybody. But even if it doesn't, even if nobody gets anything, I just get more. Even if it makes no sense, engaging more and speaking, even when I'm not sure what I want to say, it just has helped me so much go deeper in all of this. So for whatever that's worth to people, I'm just intrigued by this whole beginner's mind thing. It's something that I give kind of lip service to, like, whoa, yeah, beginner's mind, yeah. And sometimes I get the sense there's no such thing as beginnings and endings. There's false distinctions and blah, blah. And I just came to the end of one large program, and I'm like, I'm cool. I was ready for that one to be done. I'm about to come to the end of another very deep, long-term program that I do not want to end. I do, and I'm already upset. And we're not even finishing till next week. And when I really look for myself, and I'm not all like enlightened, I still really hang on to some stuff. I just hang on, and I hang on to my notions of who people are. I don't know how to come newly to people.
Let's give, just in the interest of time, Jackie, let's give Steph, since he brought that up, let's give him a chance to respond. Thank you. Sorry to interrupt.
No, that actually was the point where I was going to say I just would like to see some more about that.
Is Steph there? I'm going to answer some, Sarah.
Yeah, do you want to take that, Maureen?
Well, I'll just say what comes to me real quick on that. And Jackie, because I'm the same way. I think we all are when it comes to that. And it's kind of like, the way I can describe it, how it feels to me, is it just kind of comes off in layers. It gets easier and easier. And I see it in you, Jackie. I mean, you're not even the same person I met years ago on these programs. You don't even look the same. You look 25 years younger. I mean, not that you look old, but you've got so much. You can see it in your eyes. You can see it in your smile. You've got so much more joy in you than you did a long time ago. But, and I just see it because I still have those moments where I feel awkward to share. But I also see where some of the things I'm hung up on, it's just like it's like layers, like an onion, we sometimes say. We're just taking off another layer. And that's why I don't think you can ever get enough of any of this talking, us engaging in this conversation, because we always, once you think you've heard it all of a sudden you hear and you see it at a different level. And that just kind of softens and takes another layer off. And that's kind of what I was thinking when Jackie was just speaking.
Mm-hmm. I think just to talk about the beginner's mind thing for a minute, Jackie, I guess that was really interesting because I've never really thought about it before, never really reflected on it before. But I guess the beginner's mind for me is showing up without an agenda, without having some judgment about the situation or how I should respond or how I should be in the situation. I did some work in China where it was the first thing I did as a coach, and I had to do some coaching with the leadership team there, and I showed up. I'd done this might have been bad actually. I did no research on the company. I did no research on the country. I turned up and I just, instead of trying to be competent, instead of trying to be confident and look like I knew what I was doing there, I was quite happy just to show up. To the point where people would take me by the hand and show me how to get from one room to another because it was like a rabbit warren. And people would say along the way, they'd say, do you want to go to the toilet? and people looked after me. And I thought that I had to be a certain way, especially in an organization where I was teaching the principles. I thought that I had to look like an expert. I thought I knew that I would be disrespected if I didn't have some kind of gravitas. And I didn't. And I don't know why. It wasn't a conscious decision, but I showed up not expecting anything, not wanting any particular outcome, being completely vulnerable with people. And that made such a difference. And that's the same thing with, you know, reading the book. It's the same thing with coaching people, with just talking with friends, is that what I've found is to be able to show up as that, you know, as Simon was saying, as that pure consciousness instead of all the stuff, all the expectations and the agendas around it. that make that a massive difference.
Yeah. I saw something while you were talking, Steph, that it's not, there's that awareness that all the noise may be going on. If we know that it's noise, we don't have to force it into silence, because that's just more noise, and that creates layers of noise on top of layers of noise. So that can just be like, oh yeah, there's that, and that doesn't prevent showing up. That doesn't prevent stepping into something open.
So we can, the noise is there. It will always be there for most of the time, but we have the choice of whether to pay attention to it. Yeah. And you have, what you said is you're aware. You know when you're getting up in your head, you know when you're getting upset by a situation. That is all.
Yes. Yes.
The more you see it, the more you'll trust it.
Yes, and it always comes back to not being afraid to feel things. I may be sad next week. That doesn't mean that I'm not wide open to whatever happens and everything I feel and to whatever is next and new. It's all okay. I forget.
Will do.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
And Simon, before I go to you again, let me just invite anyone who may be new or hasn't shared yet to come on and join us. Going once, going twice. And Simon again.
Hi, I just something came to mind, one of Michael's, and thank you for your lovely comment, Sarah, by the way.
Yeah.
I love you as a friend too. Something that Michael said, something that Steph said and something that Michael said, and something that for me goes to the real heart of what this stuff is all about, and it's identity. And Michael's metaphor is the diamond covered in horse doo-doo. You know, we are the diamond. Everything else, all the nasty thoughts and feelings, that's just the horse doo-doo. That's it.
I like that, yeah. Simon. Michael told me once in the beginning, what did he say to me? He goes, Maureen, you're like a volcano. I never know what's going to come up. And I'm like, huh. And then I heard his diamond with the horse poo poo thing. And I thought, well, how come everybody else is a diamond with horse poo, but I'm just a volcano? I'm just a bunch of old coal rocks. But when you were telling your story earlier, what I was thinking, Simon, when you were saying that is, we're never alone. There's Simon, there's the personal Simon, and there's the impersonal Simon. So you're never, ever alone. So I think we get caught up sometime on our personal side, and it makes... And if we shift over to our impersonal, it makes everything a lot easier. And thank you too for sharing, Simon. I'm glad that you're a diamond and I'm a volcano.
We're all diamonds.
No exceptions.
No exceptions. Thank you, Simon.
I think we do have time for one more, don't we? Unless you guys want to, maybe you'd like to close it off in some way. But we got some time. Oh,
yep. Got one
Mitchell.
More.
Go, Mitchell. Okay, wait a minute. Let me find you. Okay. Yay, Mitchell. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. Hi. I really just wanted to say that I'm so happy to be here. This is my first course with Michael, I'm going to be signing up today for the Supercoach Academy 2017. I was taken by Michael back in January or February of this year when I woke up one morning very depressed and found a video on YouTube called An End to Stress. And it was a 3-part thing that Michael had on YouTube. And I watched that and my day was completely different. It changed, something shifted and transformed and I knew there was something here. And it led me to buy a couple of his books, and I've since read The Inside Out Revolution, and now The Space Within, and keep going back and reading them again. And so I just wanted to say how thrilled I am to be here. Thank you, Steph and Maureen, for leading us, and Sarah for facilitating us, and everybody else for being here. I'm excited about what's to come. Thank you.
We are too, Mitchell.
Thank you, Mitchell.
That's
awesome. Thank you. So,
that's, I guess, great.
We're kind of nearing.
Yeah. So do you want to wrap up then, Steph, a little bit? Because I don't think we haven't got any hands right now. So.
Okay. Yeah. So I thank you so much for everybody that showed up today. And thanks for the contribution, Simon, Rex, Mitchell. I've done some calls, but this particular program is really close to my heart because, as I was saying, I saw so much on Living from the Inside Out. My world just completely changed from over in the course of 3 months, and we'll get the chance to go to go into my kind of adventure a little bit later on, but all I want to say now is that I'm just so excited for all of you because I know what is on the table, I know what it's possible, I know how beautiful this unfolding can be for you all, and I just can't wait. I just can't wait to see it. I'm so pleased to be here with you, and I'm so pleased to be here with my best buddy Maureen and my sister Sarah.
Thank you, Steph. Thank you, Sarah, and thank all of y'all too for being on the call today with Steph and Sarah and I. And I'm really looking forward to see what unfolds of the next couple of weeks and all of this. And we had a thing over the weekend with Michael. We finished up the Supercoach Academy and Elsie was there. And I'm not the best at explaining the principles, so I just kind of like dance around it. But Elsie, to me, had the best shorthand version up on the board. And she wrote, "I see, I think, I am." And I interpret that as I see as God does, I think as God does, and I am God. And I thought that just really kind of just brings it all home for all of us.
Beautiful.
And I look forward to seeing everyone next week.
Yeah. And I'd just like to encourage you all to post on the Facebook group maybe something that you heard or saw during this call. Maybe something you can share, something that you saw through the video or, you know, the Inside Out Revolution if you've read it. And, you know, just continue to share there as well. So thank you all. I'm going to unmute you all so we can say thank you and goodbye to Maureen and Steph. And here we go.
Thank you.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Lots of love.
Bye.
Bye.